Agot Ner Shabbos, everyone. We're about to begin. Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 149. We are discussing putting an end to procrastination, and we're going to discuss some techniques to do in order to try to avoid that postponing behavior. One Eitzah would be make a decision now to live 5 minutes at a time. When you're thinking of tasks, instead of the long-range terms of what I have to do, you take this five-minute period, doing what you want or what you need to do, and not putting off anything that you can do now in this five-minute period. Number two is just sit down and get started on something you've been postponing, whether it's writing a letter, whether it's taking a walk, or whatever it is. You'll find that much of your putting it off was unnecessary. Because since you're very likely, you're going to find that what you're doing enjoyable, or at the very least, that once you start doing it, you feel relief that you're doing something that you know you want to or need to do, even if you're not happy about it, you're not looking forward to it. Once you give up that procrastination and you simply begin what you were dreading doing or didn't like to do, and you start doing that, it eliminates a lot of anxiety on that whole project. Let's say it's a project, you don't want to even start touching the surface of it. You start and you'll see that your anxiety diminishes. Another Eitzah is, ask yourself, what's the worst thing that could happen to you if you put off something right now? The answer is usually so insignificant that it may get you to do it. So assess your fear and recognize there's no reason to hang on to that fear, and that will help you do it. Another Eitzah, to give yourself a designated time slot. Wednesday from 10 to 10:15. Sunday, you know you're pushing off walking and it's nice weather, you set up a specific time, 9:15 to 9:45, I'm doing this, that you devote exclusively to that task, or that Seder that you want to start, but you've been pushing off that you know that you want to do. The Kavati Itim, like an example, people have this a lot, where they're so, it's hard for them to start that new Seder that they committed or they feel they should. If you put it in a specific time frame, 7 to 7:15, 7 to 7:20, whatever it is, and you stick to that, and you start 7, and you end 7:20. You don't schlep it longer. Whatever that kfias is that's manageable for you at the time, designated time slots of it, that will help you also avoid the dread of the task and will avoid the procrastination. And just think of yourself in generally, it's too significant to live with anxiety about things you have to do. So when we have this uncomfortableness with postponement anxiety, remember that people who love themselves don't hurt themselves that way. And decide what you're avoiding in the current moment and start tackling that fear in order to live effectively. Procrastinating is what we're doing is we're substituting the now with anxiety about a future event. But when that event becomes now, then that anxiety goes away. So it's hard, but you basically say to yourself, you quit smoking now. You begin your diet this moment. You give up the drinking this moment. Again, with addiction, it's a little more complicated than that. But that's how you start, though. You start doing it. And if you're not addicted and it's just a bad habit, this helps you break that habit. Just do it. It's as simple as that. Once you do it, it empowers you. I did it. I could do it again. And so on and so forth. Another idea is start using your mind creatively in what previously was boring circumstances. You start making it go more interesting. In your mind, you do it more interesting. So, for example, in some work type of habits, you do something that you're doing sometimes on a daily basis, sometimes on a weekly basis, sometimes on a monthly basis, but you do it month after month and year after year, it becomes boring to you or dull. And when you say to yourself and just shape your mind, I'm creating a project, I'm doing something significant, even though till now you didn't view it as such, it'll create value to you. It creates value to you. So example is the idea of, here's an example that could help, for example, with Psukah de Zimra on the dullness of it. It's not really procrastination because you're really saying it anyway. But the idea being is, I'll put something new in it. Ha'idul Hashem Kirub Shmai. I'm going to have Kavana just in those four words in depth. And that brings an excitement to the whole Pesukah de Zimri. You come into Shacharis with a new mind frame because your Pesukah de Zimri is being transformed now, something new. So with procrastination, the same thing. When people don't do things because they find it boring or dull or routine, then you basically shift that those gears. So, for example, I just saw this with somebody. Recently, we had a short discussion. Let's say a woman that knows she folds laundry and does laundry, and it's for her very monotonous. It became more burdensome. Not that she can't do it. We're not talking about, you know, not feeling well or being totally overwhelmed, but it's just a task that she finds now very monotonous, and she just simply doesn't want to do it. So there are many ideas how to circumvent it. One is if you, let's say, enjoy music and you make up your mind, you have headphones or whatever it is, and you listen to the music, these favorite songs of yours, and you only put it on as you are doing laundry, then all of a sudden, that dull thing that you were procrastinating because it was boring and dull and very not meaningful to you, now becomes exciting because you're connecting it now with either a beautiful music or a shir, or reframing your mind that you're actually doing what Hashem does with that Anani HaKavod, that cleaned the clothing, that Anani HaKavod laundered the clothing while they were wearing it to keep it fresh, according to one Medrash. And you're doing it for your children or for your husband or for yourself. That visualization makes it more meaningful. And that also could help the procrastinations that are done because of feeling that something is dull. This could override that. When someone criticizes you, you ask, do I really need a critic now? Or you find yourself being the critic. Ask the person in your company if he wants to hear your criticism, and if so, why? You have to really remove this concept of critic, because usually it's an observer mentality and you're not active in life with most cases when you criticize. Another idea of procrastination and just simply understanding what's important in life for you to do is to look hard at your life and ask yourself, are you doing what you chose to do? Or you are, in other words, would you choose to be doing what you're doing if you only had 6 months to live? And if not, you better begin doing that now. And that's what you do. You know, you want to be a Talmud Chacham, start now. You want to be, you know, don't wait till you retire. We always used to say, there are a lot of dead people that never hit retirement, and they said they're going to do it when they retire. So do it now. Be courageous about undertaking an activity that you've been avoiding. In other words, look at it as an act of courage. It is an act of courage. When you are not wanting to do something, and you do it despite that, because it's good and because it's important, and because it needs to get done, that is an act of courage. And one act of courage can eliminate all that fear. Don't worry about performing well, not performing well. It's not important. You do what you need to do, and you just do it as best as you can. Another idea what people could do is decide not to be tired until the moment you get into bed. Try your best. This is hard. I know it's hard. When you feel fatigue, very often it's very hard to move forward. But try our best. We can't judge other people. We can't judge ourselves. But not to use fatigue or illness as an escape to putting off doing what we're doing. There are reasons for illness. There's reasons for exhaustion. Everything's min hashamayim. And sometimes, of course, the shmartim is nafshei seichem. But there's a certain point where, despite that fatigue, despite that tiredness, we need to move forward. And we do the best we can with it. You could write your own journals of how you're accomplishing things, and so on and so forth. So these are just simple, basic pieces of advice on how to avoid, or do your best to avoid, procrastination. Of course, nothing comes as strong as tefillah. You simply ask Hashem. You ask Hashem, please give me siyata d'shmaya to help me not procrastinate, to give me the koyach to do things now. This is a very, very important point. This is the idea of Amalek, by the way, the klipa of it, that always says, machar, machar, machar. Tomorrow, tomorrow, tomorrow. And it got Amalek's gematria suffix. It puts doubt in a person. There's a clarity in acts that you need to do now because you need to do it. There's a certain strong focus of it. There's a certain intent to it. And because you have that intention, you don't delay it. You do it right away. And the klipa of Amalek is to cool you down, to make it a suffix, to make yourself doubtful, and not do what you need to do. So that's why it is so important. And again, a lot of this with the lack of the procrastination and avoiding procrastination, a lot of the shayrish of this you can see a lot in the Sefer Mesilas Yesharim when it discusses the concept of zerizus. That is an excellent perek to read and to study when you're dealing with this struggling with not doing things that you need to do. Basically, perek gimel of Mesilas Yesharim and Perek Dalid of Mesilas Yesharim Perek Dalid B'derech Kenias Hazehiras talks a lot about it, about doing mitzvahs right away and different ways to go about it and how to not fall into it. I'm sorry, I said the Perek wrong. I apologize. It's Perek Vav. Starting from Perek Vav. And he basically talks about it. You know, the lazy person. He doesn't do things bad actively, but it says, Hinehu mevi esara Allah b'shav al tasa shalai. He does bad based on just his inactivity creates that negativity. And he basically talks about that concept of Zahira, of Zerizus. And sometimes you need to outwardly, here's another idea of the forcing yourself not to procrastinate, is force you outside of your body to start doing these things, to run to shul, to go, the tenua hachitzayna mayreres apnimius. It's one of the main yesaidais of the Mesilas Yesharim, of the chinuch, and many, many rishonim and achrayim, that sometimes you have to externally behave in that way. In order to be more the panemius. Sometimes you have to fake it until you make it, until it becomes real. In other words, you need to do this task and you don't enjoy it, but if you put up a smile and a cheshik and you start singing, you'll feel better even about those meaning so-called, or actually how you feel about it, those mundane tasks. So this idea, for example, that the laundry, like we just explained, when you connect it now, not to doing the laundry with kvetching and this and that and with the boring monotonous and whatever is in your thoughts right now, but to connect it with music or to connect it with idealism or to connect it with how you're serving Hashem, you're doing what you're emulating Hashem by doing it. These thoughts itself motivates you and removes a lot of the laziness or the complacency or the like feeling of lead you have in your head, in your like a weight pressed on you. How can I do this? I just can't get myself to do this. And now with this new idealism, with these type of advice that we just gave, you shift it where till now that laundry was a task that you dreaded. And at some point you look forward to it. And there are ways to do this with your mind in order to get to that point. And again, the Iker is also tefillah. Ask Hashem to help you get to that point. And Vabol Etayer Messiah Oisai. Have a wonderful Shabbos.